divisional seedings, and then next week we'll get on with baseball postseason action. The week to follow we'll have softball, and then even deeper than that, we'll maybe have a couple teams competing for some state runs, and then also some postseason coverage for track. So again, it is just a fun time of year, and we close out our season here with a softball matchup between here the Oskaloosa Bears of Class 3A coming out of the Northeast Kansas League, taking on the Onega Buffaloes here at home. We're getting going here with Oskaloosa batting up first, going through at the top of their order right now. It's Lydia Turner, the senior shortstop, going up to bat. Kayla Berry, the sophomore on deck, and then in the hole it's Bryn King pitching here for the Onega Buffaloes. Hawkseller, his first pitch is on the way, a fastball that slides out of the zone. Four ball number one. Looking at this defensive field here for the Onega Buffaloes, we got Hawkstubler pitching, Savage catching, Ringel at first, Motsky at second, the shortstop, Van Dong at third. Here's the next pitch on the 1-0, and that one, a fastball down the plate for the first strike. That's a 1-1 count now on Lydia Turner. Conger also in left field, Haskett out in center, Showalter out in right. Here's the next pitch. This one's low, and a swing for strike number two on Lydia Turner. Oskaloosa this season, it has been strong for them. They are 16-2 in the Northeast Kansas League, 20-4 overall. Next pitch on the way, lifted out to left field, getting under it and grabbing the easy snag is Ember Conger for the first out. They're in the top of the first. So again, we start this broadcast a little bit early. We usually get these games going about 4:25. This one getting going about 4:20. Here next up the bat's Michaela Berry, the left fielder, sophomore. Bryn King on deck. Righty v righty matchup. Hawkstedler, here's the pitch. Fastball high up towards the shoulders and out for ball one. Hawkstedler, here's the pitch. This one, low. Under the knees, four ball two. It's a 2-0 count now on Michaela Berry. Hawkstubler, a junior pitcher. Our next pitch, high, swung on. This one's going down to the right side of the field. This is going to be a pop-up and picked up easily by Showalter. The flex for Onega today will not be in the batting lineup. Designating player for her will be DeChamp, the freshman. Two up, two down. Next up, Bryn King, the sophomore. And second baseman, first pitch to her. High, swung on, missed for strike one. On deck, Harper Heston. Oh, one count. Here's the next pitch. Low and inside for ball one. 1-1 count now on Bryn King. Even in her stance, middle of the box. Leaning back, here's the next pitch. It's high for ball two. 2-1 count on Bryn King. Third in the batting order, Hawkstedler looking to take out the side. Here in the top of the first, it's Onega and Oskaloosa. Next pitch, here's a changeup in that one. Finding the middle of the zone for strike two. The 2-2 count now on Bryn King. Looking just to face the minimum. Next one down the middle. All heat from Hawkstedler. That's a strikeout looking on Bryn King. And it is 0-0. We go into the bottom of the first here between Onega and Oskaloosa here on 103.9 KNZA.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Credit Profit, Blaine Burdick, Bobby back in studio down here in Onega, Kansas. 0-0 game. We head into the bottom of the first. Onega, they just face the side of Oskaloosa. Now Oskaloosa will take the defensive side, but you're looking at the batting lineup and starting lineup here for the Onega Buffaloes today. Addison DeChant will start off, the senior shortstop. Carly DeChant, the freshman designated player, will be to follow. Will Hochstetler in the third hole, the junior pitcher today. Ember Conger, the left fielder singer. Abby Ringel, the senior first baseman. Jaden Haskin, the senior center fielder. Marissa Savage, the junior catcher. Batting eighth will be Kinley Van Dong, the freshman third baseman. And at the bottom of the order, Hayden Motzke, the second baseman. First pitch on the way to DeChant. Was in for strike one. That's DeChant, the senior. Next pitch on the way. Rung up for strike two. Now having to protect the count. Really pulling here, pitching for Oskaloosa. Winds back, delivers the fastball, swung on and gets it straight back. Remains on the two-strike count. Still having to protect Addison DeChant. The defensive field for the Oskaloosa Bears. Really pulling in the circle. It has been a stout pitcher ever since her freshman year. There's the 0-2 count. The 1-2 count, excuse me. Here's the pitch. Low fastball swung on and drilled right back. It'll stay for the 1-2. Marsh catching. Flax at first. King at second. Heston at third. Got Lydia Turner at shortstop. Barry in left field. Peek out in center. And Capus out in right. For Oskaloosa. 1-2 count. Gets the lead off into chance. He'll show bunt on the 1-2. And that goes foul. So a man on a 1-2 count. Addison DeChant, senior leader, shortstop here for the team. Line from pulling the pitch. Fastball swung on and sent backwards. DeChant has been working this at bat. She has fouled now about four of these pitches. All fastballs coming from Lily Pullen. I remember back when I first started broadcasting, one of the first softball games I ever covered was Lily Pullen, her freshman year, had over 20-plus strikeouts against Jackson Heights. He's been a stout player ever since, winning the state championship, of course, last year with Oskaloosa. Next pitch, low, and that's going to be for ball two. On Addison DeChant. She's had a good eye on this count. Making the most of this first at-bat of the game. 2-2 count. Pulling a lefty. Here's the pitch. It's low, and that one will just be outside of the zone for ball three. And that's the chance. She's been working a hefty count here on Lily Pullen. It's a full count now after grinding out a 1-2. Here's the pitch. It's low, and that's going to be for ball four. What an A.B. Madison DeChant earning that walk and getting herself on base. Charlie Chance, a freshman here, to follow it up. The designated player here in the lineup. Stepping in for the flex. First pitch here to DeChant. She'll show bunt and then fouls it straight back. Or strike one. After Chance, Willow Hochstetler, the junior. Ember Conger, the senior. An Onega team this year that has been very strong, second in the league standing, 7-3 in the Twin Valley League, with a 16-5 overall record. Next pitch on the way, still showing bunt, but pulling back. That's going to be for ball one. Here, taking off to second base and being able to get the steal is Addison DeChant. Addison DeChant is now in scoring position for her freshman teammate, Carly DeChant. Prime opportunity to get this scoring going here for the Onega Buffaloes. Their team seed right now in the regional. Based on their record and win percentage. Next pitch here to DeChant in for strike one. Strike two, excuse me. 1-2 count now on Carly DeChant. Even her stance. Right knee buckled. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's low and drilled straight back. That'll keep it on the 1-2. A couple of Onega about a month ago. And they took on a really great Centralia team. Centralia, a team that is right now undefeated in that league title, secure that Twin Valley League title. But man, that was a tough game coming down to the final inning where Centralia took it into extras and went and won it in the eighth. And here, swung on miss for strike three on DeChant. So ringing up her first K, it's Lily Pullen. Again, I mentioned one of my first softball broadcast years ago when Bowen was a freshman. She reported 20-plus strikeouts in a doubleheader where she completed both games against Jackson Heights. That was an incredible game to watch. It's been forever since I've seen her pitch since, but still with that precision and decision. First pitch here to Hochstetler, and that one's in for strike one. Pitcher v. pitcher matchup. Hochstetler, the righty, facing the lefty pitcher in Bowen. Runner still in scoring position on second base. Looking to pick up that RBI. Next pitch, a little inside. That'll go for strike two on Hochstetler. It's an 0-2 count on Willow Hochstetler. Second base right now, it's Addison DeChant, the senior. Hochstetler trying to get her in, but swing and miss on an 0-2 count. And that'll ring up Hochstetler as well. That's back-to-back K's gone down swinging for Lily Pullen. After working a full count against the champ and working and walking the leadoff man, back-to-back K's here for the pitcher in Poland. And now it's Ember Conger. First pitch to her low into the dirt. That gets away from the catcher, and that will allow Addison the chance to take off and get to third base. Ember Conger, senior. Left fielder today here for Onega. Little box, even in the stance. Still wraps bat. Beautiful sunny day, 72 degrees, just a small wind out of the west. And here, next pitch to her, it flies hard, but it goes foul left side. Picked up on that swing, and maybe a little earlier, that one could have been sailing down the left field line. In two outs, runner on third, bob of the first, 0-0 game on Egg Oskaloosa. Here's the pitch from Poland, it's a little outside the zone. All right, ball two down the count. Two balls, one strike on Conger. Looking for the first run of this game. The runner primed up on third. Here's the pitch by Poland. It is hit out to the third base. Picked up, thrown on time to first. And that'll get out of the inning with no damage done. A play passed in the flex for that ground out. 0-0, Onega Oskaloosa. We head up to the top of the second here on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the top of the second inning, 0-0, Onega and Oskaloosa. Here, Oskaloosa coming up to bat, Harper Heston to follow Layla Flax, the freshman, and Paris Marsh, the senior. Batting seventh will be Maisie Peak. Batting eighth will be Bethany Capus, and then batting ninth will be Lily Pullen, the junior. Here's the first pitch to Heston. That's just too high for ball one. Heston, a lefty, facing the righty pitcher in Hochstetler, who faced the side in the top of the first. Next pitch, a little inside, for ball two. 2-0 count now on Harper Heston. Hochstetler rung up her last batter face, and Bryn King. Next pitch on the way, low into the dirt. That's ball three on Harper Heston. 3-0 count. If Brandon was here, he'd say he'd have the green light. And right here, no swing, and that's for strike one. 3-1 now the count. Here's the pitch on Heston. That one's high and out for ball four. Heston will take first. Now, Layla Flax.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group.
With a teammate on base. And Oskaloosa, team that right now is on a four-game winning streak. Their last loss was from the last time we broadcast Oskaloosa. They lost to Riverside, 7-5. Riverside now looking to run away with the Northeast Kansas League, 17-1 in the league play, 19-1 overall. First pitch here to Flax is in for strike one. But Oskaloosa, a team that is going to be dangerous for Class 3A Regional 1. They sit third right now in the regional. Next pitch here, this one is low, gets past the catcher, and the runner takes off the second and gets there safely. That's Heston. Now 1-1 count. Oskaloosa, again, currently right now sitting third in their regional, right under Silver Lake at 20-4, Riverside 19-1, having the best winning percentage, but not having played as many games. Next pitch here to Flax in for strike two. Now 1-2 count. Malayla Flax. Marsh on deck. Here's the pitch. Swung on, missed. That's some heavy cheese. That's going to ring up for the strikeout. First out with a runner in scoring position for Oskaloosa. Here's a chance for Paris Marsh to try to get the RBI with a runner in scoring position on second in Heston. Paris Marsh, a vetted senior. High up in the box, even up at the stance. Here's the pitch, and this one lifted out to left field, going back for it and making the snag is Conger. That keeps the runner on second base. Conger, that's her second big pickup out there in left field. She's got lots of speed and great coordination. Now we'll record the second out. Now two outs now. Up the bat, Maisie Peak, the sophomore. First pitch out to the left of the zone for ball one. Second pitch here on the way to her. That one low, swung on and missed for strike one. 1-1 count now on Peak. Seventh here batting in the order. Now on the bottom three, 1-1 count. Oxeller delivers the pitch, showing bunt, pulling back. That's for strike two. A throw to third base. And that was a little bit of a missed throw. There was no one there on the defense, but the runner, Heston, was able to get to third on the steal. Now she's in scoring position on third base with two outs. But here, it's a 1-2 count. Pitch a little outside for ball two. 2-2 count now on Peak. Same situation that we just saw Onega in the bottom of the first. Oskaloosa in the top of the second. And here's a low fastball. Burt pass Peak for the strikeout, swinging. It remains 0-0, Oskaloosa, Onega. We go to the bottom of the second. Onega up the bat, all here on 103.9 KNZA.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our final season broadcast here at 103.9 KNZA. We head to the bottom of the second inning here between Oskaloosa and Onega. It's a 0-0 ball game. Onega now off the bat. It's right now in the fifth spot of the order. Abby Ringel, the senior, to follow Jaden Haskin, the senior, and the junior, Marissa Savage. Bowen picked up two strikeouts in the bottom of the first. See what she can do up here. Maybe a runner stranded on third. Here's the pitch. This one high inside, but for strike one. And Blaine, we saw this team Onega a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago now. You know, this is a team that's got aspirations here for the postseason. As here's the next pitch coming on the way, 0-1 on Ringel. This one's low. It'll go for ball one. But again, Blaine, this is a team that's going to look to go deep in the postseason. What are some great positive things that you really see that stands out to you about this Onega team?
I mean, great pitching has been the one thing I've known about this Onega team. They've been fundamentally sound a lot of the time, and so I just know that it's just a great team all around. As there goes a foul ball real quick. But, yeah, I just know that the pitching is going to be main thing with Hochstedler. I mean, it's just that would be the main focus for this postseason.
That's a team that's got a lot of viable pitchers in their tank. Hochstedler, one of their primary ones. She's been great all the way through her years. Next pitch here, gone down, not swinging, Ringel. That's now 3 Ks for Poland. Both pitchers have now hung up three batters. Now Jaden Haskin comes up to bat. One out, bottom of the second, 0-0 game, Oskaloosa and Onega. Jaden Haskin in the back box, even in the stance, low with it. First pitch to her is high and out for ball one. Jaden Haskin, a great all-around athlete, all-seasonal sports athlete. Next pitch, this one a changeup for strike one. That was low and out of the zone, but the change of speed got Haskin off guard. And now it's a 1-1 count. Bowen here coming back with a quick pitch. Here it goes. Fastball burnt by. Going from fastball, change up to fastball. It's a 1-2 count. Let's see how Poland tries to wrap the bow on it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. High. Out for ball two. 2-2 count. Evened up on Haskin. Haskin, they got a quick step out of the zone. Back in the box now. Orange bat leveled over the shoulder. Poland. Here's the offering, and it swung right back for a foul ball. It remains 2-2. Oskaloosa today with the blue tops and the red pants. Red trim with the white numerals. And for the Mega Buffaloes, it's the all-black uniforms with the orange stripes going down with the orange numbers and numerals. Here's the pitch. That's one inside for ball three. A full count here on Jaden Haskin. Last full count, that was worked. That was Addison DeChant. Leadoff man. Begun this game. She earned herself a walk. A full count on Jaden Haskin. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back K is rung up for Poland. Yeah, I've been a couple of times. It's been a couple of years since the last time I've seen Poland pitch. The last time I saw her pitch, she went 2 Ks and over 20 strikeouts. So when it comes to getting the K, she knows how to get it done. She's got a good pitch sequence and velocity to her fastball. 4 Ks already. Here's two outs. First pitch to Savage is in with some heat for strike one. She has retired the last five straight batters, four of those outs being recorded as strikeouts. Ever since walking the first batter she faced. 0-1 count, here's the pitch. This one's low, change up, and out for ball one. A 1-1 count now on Marissa Savage. Both teams with quality pitching are looking to go the distance here today. Here's the pitch, and that swung on and missed. Now that's a 1-2 count. Marissa Savage batting seventh in the order. Kinley Van Dong on deck. And in the hole, Hayden Motzke. Pulling, looking to get three straight Ks and only to face the side. Pitch down the middle and foul straight back. We'll keep it on the 1-2. Pulling one of the best pitchers in the state. Looking at her fifth strikeout here in the game. Trying to face the side here just in the bottom of the second. Fastball on the way and tips straight back. That keeps it on the 1-2 count. One thing that you got to give credit here to Onega is they've been battling in these at-bats. Going all the way back to ask the chance. That's about 7-8 pitch battle. Marissa Savage on the 1-2. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball swung on out to the first base. And that's going to go down as a hit. On that bat from Marissa Savage, just a soft knock out to the right side. Wax struggled picking it up in the dirt, the way it kind of rolled back. That's the first hit of the game coming here for Onega with two outs. Savage now on first. Henley Van Dong now up to bat. Andy Wagman comes in as the courtesy runner here for Savage. On first, two outs, bottom of the second, 0-0 game, Onega, Oskaloosa. First pitch to Van Dong, and it's out for ball one. Kinley Van Dong playing third here today for the Onega Buffaloes, a freshman. It's a very stout season so far. In the back of the box, Ochoke on the bat, leveling on the left hand. Next pitch, inside for strike one. A 1-1 count. Oskaloosa, a team that won the state championship last year. They beat Inman 8-1 the state championship game. Their next pitch here, fastball, high rise, swung on miss. That puts it now on a 1-2. Of course, Oskaloosa last year was contending the Class 2 to 1A classification. Now they compete in Class 3A. Of course, sitting again third in the regional, just behind Riverside and Silver Lake. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. This one is fouled straight back. It's going to go off the tin roof. Two outs, bottom of the second. Runner on first. Andy Wegman. Ronega. 1-2 count here on the freshman Van Dong. Cohen searching for a fifth strikeout of the game. Here's the pitch. And that one blown right past Van Dong for the K. And five strikeouts now for Pullen. And we head up to the top of the third, a 0-0 game, Oskaloosa and Onega here on 103.9 KNZA.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We roll to the top of the third here. A 0-0 game between the Oskaloosa Bears and the Onega Buffaloes. Oskaloosa coming up to bat. It is Beth Jacobus, eighth in the batting order, and then Lily pulling the pitcher here for Oskaloosa. She bats ninth on deck. First pitch to Cabus. And for strike one. Oxfeller has already rung up three batters already today, leaving just one stranded. She's retired the last three. Fast ball, that one. Blown pass, Cabus. Four strike two. Working quick here. 0-2 count on Bethany Cabus. Sophomore right fielder for Oskaloosa. Next pitch. This one a slow one that is hit out to the shortstop and picks up with ease from DeChamp. Oxfeller is now retired four straight as we head to the bottom of the lineup. Ninth in the order, Lily Pullen, the pitcher, junior. A lefty. Even in the stance, high in the box. Pitcher v. pitcher matchup. Oxfeller, their first pitch to her, outside of the right. 4-1. Oskaloosa is still looking for their first hit. They've only gotten one runner on via the walk. Next pitch, low and outside again. 4-2. 2-0 count. Oh, Lily Pullen. 2-0 count. Next pitch, low into the dirt for ball three. Hawks up there just trying to find the zone against this lefty. 3-0 count. Here's the pitch, and that one rings into the corner for strike one. A strong pitcher-v-pitcher matchup here today. Hawkstedler, low fastball, goes into the dirt. And that'll be for ball four. Second walk issued here today from Hawkstedler. With one out, runner now on first and pulling. We go back up to the top of the order here in the top of the third with Lydia Turner, the senior. And a pinch runner will be coming in now for Oskaloosa. And Chevelle Michael. Joel Michael now on first. First runner in for the pitcher, Poland. Turner off the bat. First pitch to her is low, but swung on miss. First strike one. Her last time up, popped out to up the left field. Out to Ember Conger. Back in the first inning, which was faced against the minimum for Hochstetler. Next pitch, high and out for ball two, ball one. Now 1-1 count on Lydia Turner. 1-1 count, top of the order. Pitch inside for strike two. Trying to hold the Curtis runner on first here. And Chevelle Michael, next pitch on the way. And that one is hit out to right, and that'll go foul. So still it remains a 1-2 count on Lydia Turner. Middle of the box, even the stance. And here, a fastball swung on tightly down the middle of the field. That will be a single from Lydia Turner. So Michael now on second, Turner on first. Both teams on back-to-back half innings getting their first hits. Caleb Barry now up to bat. First pitch to her, low into the dirt for ball one. Runners here in scoring position. Both teams and have yet to score yet. Now Oskaloosa is 0-2 with runners in scoring position. Michael on second. Next pitch, showing bunt, but missing it. Barry. That'll pick up strike one. 1-1 count now on Barry. One out, runner on first and second. Next pitch, high out. Runners looking to advance. They get held. That'll be ball two. 2-1 count now on Barry. Bryn King on deck. Caleb Barry, next pitch to her. Bunt. That'll progress the runners. Throws quickly to first from Hochstedler. And that'll record the out. But it will be productive as Lily Poland's courtesy runner, Michael, will get to third, and Lydia Turner will turn to second. So he'll take the productive out. Runner is still in scoring position now on second and third. Spring King now up to bat. Let's see, sleeveless jersey, sophomore, second baseman. First pitch to her, high but in for strike one. Just clipping the top of the zone. Trying to get some damage here for Oskaloosa. With runners on second and third, here's a high fastball, but again, clipping the top of the zone again. Back-to-back risers. Just hitting the top. It's an 0-2 count. King's going to have to protect. This one, low fastball. Throw here to third. Runner is safe. She slides back in. A 1-2 count on Bryn King. Here's the pitch. Low into the dirt. Picked up with a nice block by Savage. 2-2 now the count on Bryn King. Still having to protect on an even count. Red batting gloves, here's the pitch. That one blown right by King. Didn't even swing. That rings up the fourth K for Hawk Sheller as she gets out at the inning. No damage is done. We head to the bottom of the third. 0-0, Oskaloosa and Onega up the bat.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
For whatever life brings and whatever you do, the Farmer State Bank is here for you.
We're here for the hometown heroes.
We're here for the diesel mechanics.
For the first-time home buyers.
For the nurses.
We are here for the ag producers and farmers.
For the construction workers.
We're here for the teachers.
For the students.
We're here for the empty nesters.
We're here for our community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
And Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're in the bottom of the third now, 0-0. Nega up the bat. Hayden Motzke at the bottom of the order, the ninth spot. Second baseman here up the bat. What do you think of Buffaloes? Both teams with just one hit so far. Both teams of at least two on base. And first pitch here to Motzke is out for ball one. Both teams have yet to knock in a runner in scoring position. Vega right now is 0 for 3. Oskaloosa is 0 for 4. 1-0 count, Motzke. Next pitch here inside for strike one. Motzke, a speedster. One count. Here's the pitch. It's high, swung on and missed. I'll bring it to the 1-2. After Motzke will reset up to the top of the order for Onega. Madison DeChant, the senior. Carly DeChant, a little Hawk Southern. And the 1-2 and 3 hole. 1-2 count on Motzke. Here's the pitch by Poland. This one high, swung on and missed. And high Jesus. Got a lot of batters here today. That is now 6 rung up for Lily Poland. Continuing to be impressive as a junior. The most dangerous pitchers in the state. Here she comes out of the Northeast Kansas League. Going back to the top of the order, Onega, passing the chance. First pitch, way high above the helm. That'll be for ball one. Last time, Addison DeChant, she worked really hard on a 1-2 count, brought it to a four, earned a walk, stole second, pass ball got her the third, and she was left stranded there. And that first. Here's the next pitch. This one low, just above the knees for strike one. 1-1 count now, and Addison DeChant. Strong batter from the CBL. High raise with the bat. Fastball down the middle, swung on. It's out to right, and that'll be fouled. Four, strike two. So 1-2 count now on Addison DeChant. He's going to have to protect once more. She's in the same situation as back in the first. Works that 1-2 to a full count after about four foul balls. Here's the next pitch. This one swung out hard. It's going out to left field, and that will be scooped up by Michaela Perry. Two outs. Bottom of the third, 0-0. Negative batting. Second down the order coming up. Carly DeChant, the freshman, designated player. Last time she struck out on a 1-2 count, and she shows bunt. First pitch down the plate, four strike one. I haven't seen a whole lot of slap hitting today by either team. Carly DeChant here showing bunt on the 0-1. She'll pull it back and she'll swing at a fastball but miss. I'll put her down 0-2 on the count, needing to protect. Pullen looking to snag her seventh strikeout. Here through just three innings. Looking to retire the last four straight. She can pick this one up. 0-2 count. Fastball swung on. Out the shortstop. Quick scoop and throw to first and on time. What a play from Lydia Turner to Flax to end the inning. We go up to the top of the fourth. It's still 0-0. Onega, Oskaloosa, Petsofsky up the bat.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to 103.9 KNZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. And a profit, Blaine Burdick, Bobby back in studio. We head up to the top of the fourth. We're 45 minutes in this game, and it's been a pretty quick one here. Both teams still haven't scored. That's Oskaloosa, and it's coming up to bat. Now, right now, Blaine, we're seeing a pretty kind of a stalemate early on this game. Both teams' pitching is looking really good. I mean, how do you get on the board here?
I mean, the main thing is just getting the ball in play and just running around the bases. Like you say, it's been a really heavy game on the pitching mound. I mean, for the Onega Buffaloes, I mean, they've been struck out about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6 different times, or around 5 actually, 5 different times. And then for Oski, I mean, they have another 1, 2, 4 times striking out. I mean, it's just tonight's the pitcher's battle. It's just whoever can get a ball in the play and make their way home is more likely to win this game.
First pitch to Heston was fouled out the left field. Here it's 0-1. Next pitch, fastball swung out to the shortstop, picked up, and a nice easy play. A chance to Ringle to ring up the first out here of the top of the fourth. Oshler actually plays without a mask, which is kind of rare for a high school pitcher. Here's the first pitch to Flax, and that one is lined out to the first base bag, and that is tagged for the out from Ringle. So Ringle now on back-to-back outs here on the grounders. And that's making some quick work for the top of the fourth. Harris Marsh now, the senior up to bat, with already 2 outs in a blink of an eye. Her last time up, she popped out to left field. Alrighty. First pitch to her, fastball down the plate for strike one. Not that pitch count matters too much in softball, but this was a baseball inning. This would be the pitcher's dream. Keeping this probably under 10 pitches, as this one is laced out to the shortstop, but dropped. That'll go down for a hit just on the heat scale from Parrish Marsh. Parrish Marsh a heavy hit, and they're going to actually reward her second base.
I think what happened is that they tried throwing it to first, and it must have went out of the thing. And so since they're already on first, they get all the way to third, I think.
So that's a huge mistake and error here for the Onega Buffaloes as, again, two outs of blink of an eye, you get a batter to come up. She just gets an easy single, but an error allows for two base paths, progression, and now Marsh is on third. Here's the pitch, now to Peak. First one is high and out for ball one. Now last time up, she struck out on the 2-2. She ended the top of the second. So here's a chance for the runner in scoring position. Roscalusa to go on the board. Next pitch, down the middle for strike one, and they throw this one down the third baseline, trying to pick out Marsh, but Van Dong might be able to apply the second time. 1-1 count here on Peak. The sophomore center fielder for Oskaloosa. Here's the pitch, showing bunt, pulls back. That'll go for ball two. 2-1 on the count on Maisie Peak. Hawkshedler looking to get out of this. No damage done. Here's the pitch showing bunt. This one fouled straight back. Leaving up the count 2-2. Right now, Oskaloosa 0-4 runners in scoring position. Onega's 0-3. Both teams looking to get their first ribby and their first run to come through. Peak on the 2-2 count. Last time struck out. Here's the pitch. It is high, and it gets behind the catcher, looking to take home off the wild pitch. And it will be done. Marsh gets the first run of the game. That is what you did not want to happen if you were a nigga. AZ Peak. Stress kind of off the shoulders now. See what she can do here still in this 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. High fastball swung on and knocked straight back. Keeps it to the 2-2. So our first run, a full count. 3-2. The first run comes through. Oskaloosa takes the lead here in the top of the fourth, 1-0. Next pitch, this one, a sharp liner down center field. And that'll be good for a base hit. A single for Peak. It's actually back-to-back hits now for Oskaloosa. As Marsh, again, we mentioned it, she had the single. There's an error that allowed Marsh to go not just to second, but third, because when they threw the ball to first base, they threw it out of play. Here's the first pitch, and no swing, but they get the strike on Cabus. A throw to second as Pete goes for the steal. She gets it. Now she is in scoring position. Cabus on the 0-1 count. Taking that strike for her teammates to progress. Oskaloosa again right now, 0-4 runners in scoring position, trying to break that as this next pitch is well swung on and missed from Cabus for strike two. Want to try to keep this inning just a one run given up if you're Onega. This game has been a short one for runs. Next pitch here out for ball one. As Onega is looking to hold the runner on second, still in Peak. 1-2 count on Cabus. It's in the batting order. Here's the pitch. Low under the knees. Four ball two. After back-to-back strikes, here's back-to-back balls. It's 2-2, even in the count for Bethany Cabus. Even count for the sophomore. And that one is tipped straight back for a foul. And they'll keep it 2-2 on the count. Runner will go back to second. Hochstedler changing a short conversation with her catcher and heading back into the inner circle. 2-2 count still remains on Cabus. Hochstedler trying to get out of this inning with just one run given up, two hits. Here's the pitch. This one fastball drilled straight back. And we'll stay pretty cozy here at the 2-2. Oskaloosa finding some production here in their bottom of the order. Both the 6th and 7th batters in the order getting hits. Run coming from Paris Marsh with two outs. Here's a changeup, and that is swung on and missed. That is, will be the slowest strikeout you will ever see recorded. I don't think Capus was expecting that in that 2-2. And we'll head to the bottom of the fourth. It's a 1-0 game. Oskaloosa takes the lead off a wild pitch. And Paris Marsh coming through with the run. Again, Oskaloosa 1, Onega 0. We head in the bottom of the fourth. Onega up the bat.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, and online at dsbks.com, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the fourth here. It's Onega down by one to Oskaloosa, but the Buffaloes here up to bat trying to return the favor, even up the score, potentially take it here in the bottom of the fourth. As Parrish Marsh, who came in with the run for the Oskaloosa Bears, as she got a single and then an error, which a ball that was thrown the first one out of play, it allowed her to go to third, and then a wild pitch that got her home. Oskaloosa still left one stranded on second. That was an easy peek. Player Dega as their third in the order coming up. It's Will Hochstetler. The pitcher in today's action for Onega. First pitch to her is a high flyer, and the catcher's looking to make the snag on the first pitch, and she does. What a play, pulling off the mask in Parrish Marsh. Speak about Marsh. We just saw her there getting that run come through for Oskaloosa. We also saw the slowest strikeout also in that top of the fourth. Looks like, kind of looked like playing beanbag toss. Change up for the ages, but here's a fastball coming up and in. Well, Conger swung on this. Four strike one. I joked about it. That kind of looked like when you put a position player in the majors, and that was the kind of pitch, but it took Davis off guard on the 2-2. Here's the next pitch to Conger. This one slices the shortstop, and Conger will have a single. She beats the throw to first. Turner tried to make a diving play to the right of her. Just couldn't get it in time to flax.
That still was a pretty impressive play there by Turner. I mean, just as in a high school level, getting those plays, you don't expect to see them. So just to be able to get the stop and get the throw on the line was pretty impressive as is.
Stop the runner at first. Here, next pitch to Ringel. In for strike one. One out, runner on first. Onega down by one to Oskaloosa, 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. After ringing the singer. On the 0-1, basket on deck. Here's the 0-1 offering. It's going to be a fastball punch. That one shocks even her. But the throw is on time to first, but progresses the runner to second. Conger. Ringo gets thrown out. But they give an opportunity, the runner in scoring position for Onega. They're 0-3 today. Jaden Haskin has a chance to rewrite the score of the game. Jaden Haskin, the senior center fielder. Last time up, she struck out. First pitch to her now. Low and away. Four ball one. And the ground out. Progressed Amber Conger to second base. She gone from the single. Omega with two hits today, and they have left two stranded. They have struck out six times. That strikeout was to end the third. Next pitch, low and out on Haskin. It's a 2-0 count now on Haskin. But Poland has such a nice arsenal when it comes to all the kind of pitches she can provide for her team. Offers a riser that gets away from the catcher, Marsh. The throw's to third, but the runner gets there safely. Now Ember Conger, the speedster, now sits on third base. Last time they got a runner on the third base, was back in the first. That was Edison DeChan. She was left stranded with three straight outs to finish that inning. See what Jaden Haskins can do here. Next pitch. Low but in for a strike. And now they try to get a back pick to third, and that is offline. The run is home from Ember Conger. Both teams have made crucial mistakes now that have resulted in runs. So right there, Marsh was looking for the back pick, throw to third, try to get Heston to tag Conger out, but it was offline. Conger was able to use her speed to get to home, slide in, and that ties it a 1-1 game. Both teams have now made mistakes with runners on third. Now Haskin with two outs. Nothing to worry about here on the fourth count, and she'll take ball four and get the walk to first. So both teams come up their first run of the game here in the fourth.
And that right there is actually Poland's first walk since the first inning with Addison to chant.
Poland trying to maybe reset the mentality here after a play that resulted in a run. Well, here's a fastball swung on miss for Savage. Strike one. Savage last time up had a sharp line single down center field, but she was left stranded at first. There's a runner on first right now with two outs. 1-1 game, bottom of the fourth. Onega Oskaloosa. Back pitch to Savage. Is blown out to the far corner. Ball one. A 1-1 count now on Savage. Savage batting seventh in the order. Van Dong is on deck. And in the hole is Motke to finish out this bottom of the order. High riser. Swung on miss for Savage. That puts her down on the count. 1-2. Now Savage will have to protect. Poland. Here's the offering. It's a fastball inside. More ball two. Batter had to jump a little backwards to not get hit. It's an even count. Even Stevens, as B-Tab would say. Let's see if Poland can put the bow tie on the 2-2. Here's the fastball. That is hit right towards the glove of Poland. She had it dropped, but she picked it back up, made the quick play to flex at first for the ground out. We'll exit out of the fourth. It's a 1-1 game. Both teams coming up with runs here in the fourth. Look up to the top of the fifth. Again, 1-1, Onega, Oskaloosa, here on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the last time we were up here in Onega, Kansas, it was cold outside, but the bats were hot. Well, today it's kind of been an opposite story. It's been hot outside, but the bats have been a little cold. It's only a 1-1 game right now as we head up into the top of the sixth. Nance Oskaloosa here up to bat at the bottom of the order with Lily Pullen. Last time on, she earned a walk to first. Hit top of the fifth, 1-1 game. First pitch to Poland is high, but flips the top of the zone for strike one. No one count here on Poland. Next pitch, fastball swung on hard. It's out to the right side, and that'll go foul for strike two. After Poland, Oskaloosa will go back up to the top of the order. Lydia Turner Kayla Berry and Bryn King. Lily Poland on the 0-2 count, needing to protect here. Even her stance, winds it back, and doesn't pull the trigger as the fastball's too high. Go for ball one. Hochschedler still pitching here for the Omega Buffaloes, one of the top pitchers here again in the Twin Valley League in the 1-2A class. As Oskaloosa, they sit third in their regional. Hochschedler, here's the fastball, just out of the zone for ball two. Onega currently right now sits third in the regional at 16-5, right under Bennington at 19-2, Mission Valley at 21-1. So right now Onega out of that chance to potentially get a second or first seed, but they're still trying to protect that third spot as Rossville 17-7, McLeod is 17-7 as well. But again, you know, despite not having played as many games and having less wins than them, it goes down to winning percentage. So that's why they sit in that third spot.
Yeah, but I know all top of the five of those teams in the 2A, 1A region is just as good. I know Mission Valley, at least I watched the boys last year with a good buddy of mine to go watch our Jackson Heights game, and they hit everything. So I would expect that the softball team just as good.
They have a lot of success and culture down there. Here's the next pitch to Poland, bounce straight back. It's a full count now on Lily Poland, the junior. And we get so much success and output out from this full spot, Northeast Kansas, for TVL and Northeast Kansas League games here at the softball level. Don't forget also the Big East. Of course, you had Oskaloosa last year, won the Class 1-2A, and before that, you had McLeod, who were back-to-back reigning champs. Here's a fastball up high. That is a full count works for a walk for Poland. She was down 0-2 in that count. Worked it full. Got herself the first, and now her courtesy runner will come in. Come in for the courtesy run for Oskaloosa will be Chevelle Michael. Michael near at first, no outs. They head up to the top of the order for Oskaloosa to Lydia Turner, the senior. First pitch to her, in for strike one. And Hochschedler still in the circle pitching for Onega. Savage catching Ringel at first, Motsky at second, the Chant at shortstop, Van Dong at third, Congren left, Haskin in center, and Showalter out at right. Next pitch, high and out for ball one. Throw down the first base bag, and Michael is safe still. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. That one, center down the plate. Turns it to the 1-2 count on Lydia Turner. Turner, this is her third at bat in the game. Next pitch, gone down, not even a swing. Turner now 1-for-3 with a single. As Michaela Berry now comes up, the sophomore left fielder. She's 0-for-2 today, a pop out to right field and a ground out back in the third. She has batted every odd inning so far, here now in the fifth. First pitch to her, low under the knees for ball one. Run on first, one out. Oskaloosa, top of the fifth, 1-1 game. Next pitch, here's a hard swing. That gets picked up or no, dropped by the second baseman. And Motsky, she picked it up initially and dropped it with a bobble. And that'll allow Michael to get to second and Barry to reach first, so that'll be an error. An E4. Now runners on first and second, which is one out. Brendan King now up to bat. She has struck out twice, not swinging. Oshler delivers fastball and is swung on and fouled straight back. First strike one. Currently, Onega on a solid five-game winning streak, starting with a big win over ACCHS 18-0, beat Valley Falls 12-1, Jackson Heights 8-3, Obunsee 12-2, and then again in that doubleheader 20-8. This is Onega team that has been piling on the runs in their winning streak right now, but today they've just been a little quiet on the bat. Next one of the top teams in the class of 3A. That pitch fouled away for strike two. 0-2, now the count on Britton King. Shedler looking for the second out here at the top of the fifth. Runner on first and second. Shedler. The righty, here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Bringing up another K for Hotchedler. She has now recorded 7 strikeouts in this game. Continuing to stay on fire. Now it's Harper Heston up the bat. Runner on first and second. Here's the first pitch to her. It swung on hard, but fouled straight back. Got a lot of those today. Yes, a beautiful day. Started this game off 72 degrees, sunny, just some very light streams of clouds in the far distance. 14 mile per hour wind coming out of the west. So all around, beautiful day. Still have yet to have an extra base hit today as well. First pitch, second pitch here to Heston. A little out for ball two. 1-1 count now on Harper Heston. On deck is Layla Flax, and in the hole is Paris Marsh. The sole run that came through for Oskaloosa. This next pitch is lifted on out to the left field, and making that pickup, I believe, was the shortstop in the champ, running that one down out of play. That'll get us out of the top of the fifth. No runs, no hits, 1 error, and 1 left on, 2 left on base, 1 left on base, excuse me, here for Oskaloosa. 2 left on base. We head it now to the bottom of the fifth here on KNZA.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatment to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Onega up the bat. It's a 1-1 game. Oskaloosa and Onega. We have the bottom of the order. Kinley Van Dong batting 8. On deck is Motzke. Here's the first pitch to Van Dong, and that is swung on a little fastball. Put into the dirt for a foul ball. Now 0-1. And Onega will head back up to the top of the order with Addison DeChant. It was reached base once, but is 0 for 1. Next pitch, and this one hits the right kneecap of Van Dong, our first hit by pitch today. And the first time a leadoff man has gotten on here for Onega since the start of this game, back in the first inning, with the chant earning that walk. See if Onega can get something going here. With a runner on first down. The bottom of the order now with Motzke. Lefty v lefty. She'll look for a slap. And she'll not even take the swing. And get rung up for strike one. Oh, on here the count of Motzke. This is just her second at bat today. Her last time up. Struck out from a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch, looking for a slap, out straight back, off the top part of the bat. Now down 0-2, Motzke's going to have to protect. Motzke actually switches sides. Interesting here. Next pitch to her is going to be high, or ball one. Motzke originally started on her left side. Now she bats from the right. 1-2, here the count. Coming back, here's the pitch, low under the knees, 4-2. Runner still on first, and Kinley Van Dong, the freshman. Both teams came through with one run in the fourth. Side game here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. This one swung on and bounced right back. We'll keep it on the 2-2. Both these teams, a non-league matchup to end the year. This will be Oskaloosa's final game of the season, where Onega, they still have one more game left. They will play Centralia on the 11th. The team that right now is currently leading the league 8-0, and here's the next pitch to Motzke. Not even a swing, and that'll go down as a K. Seventh strikeout now for Pullen. Both pitchers, even Stevens, with 7 Ks across the board. Way up to the top of the lineup for Onega. Addison DeChant, even her stance, a little wide. First pitch, who's the champ, is down the plate. Strike one. That's the champ, 0-1 today so far. Pop out to left field, but she earned a walk back in the first. Was left stranded on third base. After second on a steal, fastball got her the third. Here's the pitch. This one lifted up high. It's going towards the Oskaloosa dugout. It clanks off the top of the roof. Now the champ will be down 0-2 in the count, and will have to protect. Clear that Centralia will be the clear winners of the Twin Valley League with an 8-0 record. But Onega, man, they have battled so hard this season. And they played two other tough teams with Valley Heights and Dalton West. Here's the next pitch. This one sliced down the left line, but it will go foul. Just a hang out to the left side. That's the second time today that Onega has had a really nice hit, but it is just hung left a little hard. So getting late contact, just a little bit of late contact with those swings. The chant here still on the 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball, it sharply lines out to right field. That is fair. Runner heads from first all the way to third. And that single does a lot of work. Asking the chant. What a sharp hit down the right line. That progressed. Kinley Van Dong from first to third. The chant now sits at first. Runners in the corners with just one out. And Carly DeChant up the bat. If you're DeChant, you figure you have the opportunity to get this run in with either a bunt or a slap. We'll see what she does. She's wide with the stance, turns, doesn't swing. Runner takes off at second, gets the steal. That was a quick play. DeChant almost got tagged out, but Marsh, just a millisecond late on the throw. I really could have went either way there. But now runners on second and third with one out. Carly DeChant, next pitch, doesn't take the swing, and it'll go for strike one. Now 1-1 on the count. Only one out to work with. You can still maybe put a bunt, sacrifice scores to get you the go-ahead. The champ, the freshman, she wants a hit. She can drive in two here. Here's the 1-1. Fastball. Collected. Out it goes beyond the fence. Behind the champ. It's now 1-2 on the count. 1-2. The freshman looking to pick up the first. Ribby's up today. Onega, they are 0-3 when runners in scoring position. Oskaloosa, they are 0-7. Both teams have struggled with the opportunity on the line. Here's the next pitch on the 1-2. It is high and just above the zone. The ball two. 2-2 on Carly DeChant. Oh, 200 feet across the board on all the fences. corners and the straightaway center. There's the 1-2, swung on and missed, or strike three, and the Jet will go down swinging. A strikeout of the game for Pullen, and right now she is trying to get out of this inning with no damage given up. Runners on second and third with two outs. Will Hochstetler, now the bat, the pitcher, try to see if she can give herself some run support here for Onega. Even close with the stance, takes a deep lunge, swing, fouls it straight back. And this is a perfect opportunity if you're a pitcher. You have your own chance to give yourself some runs. Oshler's 0 for 2 today. A strikeout, and a pop out to Pullen. Next pitch, low, fouled under the legs. Hochstetler now having the battle on an 0-2. Ember Comber on deck. Heavy wrinkle in the hole. One of the biggest opportunities we've seen this game for runs. Hochstetler wants to put her teammates in. Here's a pitch high upstairs for ball one. Plate discipline, definitely important right here. Hochstetler, glove on the left hand, no glove rocking on the right. Dark blue bat. Here's the pitch on the 1-2. Swung on the high fastball, missed. Now leave runner stranded on second and third. A prime opportunity. Unfortunately, not able to get any runs to come through. We're through five innings now of the game. It is still 1-1. Oskaloosa Onega here on KMZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the sixth inning we go. It is 1-1 here. A battle between the Oskaloosa Bears and the Onega Buffaloes. Both teams, though, struggling in opportunities. Onega 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Oskaloosa 0-for-7. Well, it's been a battle of clutch hitting today. Both runs, both teams coming off of mistakes. First pitch here, though, being delivered to Layla Flax is fouled away for strike one. And, Blaine, that's a big thing today. It's been about clutch hitting. Both teams have not been able to come up in a big moment. You know, how do you make those plays in those moments?
Well, it's just, to be honest, I really don't have an answer for you. I mean, it's just amazing pitching. I mean, there's not much you can really do against some amazing pitching. Hochstetler and Pullen have been just amazing today. Super hot fire, I guess some people would say. And it's just batters having struggles. So the main thing I could say is keep calm and just hit a ball just like that.
Well, here's some contact that goes down the right line, but it's going to be easily picked up and put out. Motsky to Ringle for the out. A 4-3 grounder. Now Paris Marsh up the bat. Easy peek on deck and kind of going off what you just said there. It has been really the pitchers who've been in the clutch situations today. They have been very good in those situations. First pitch here delivered to Marsh as well and away for ball one. Really the only mistakes the pitchers have made today was the wild pitch that allowed the run to come through and score for Oskaloosa, and the wild pitch that kind of attributed to an offline throw to the third base back for Negative get a run to come through. Next pitch here to Marsh, in for strike one. It's now 1-1 count. But other than that, you know, we're this game is really one pitch away from both sides. It could still be 0-0. Both pitchers have been playing really amazing. But here, this one, a sharp liner out to center right. And that'll go down for a base hit, a single for Paris Marsh. That is her second hit today. The last time when Marsh reached, there was an error with a throw that went out of play, and that allowed her to go all the way to third. This time, she'll sit comfortably at first with one out. Hazy Peak now up the bat. First pitch to her is high, 4-1. A little bit of a changeup. Talked a lot about pulling in her arsenal and her ability to give different pitch types, but definitely something you don't want to overlook here for Hochschildler between her fastball, changeup, and rise ball. Big next pitch for her fastball. That jambles the batter, and the throw is to first for the out. But the runner will progress from first to second. One thing that Hochschildler has been really great delivering today is those contact pitches that jam up the batter. Forces to some hard contact. Now two outs, runner on second. Eighth down the batting order, Bethany Gavis. First pitch to her, in for strike one. Out in the middle of the plate. Today, Gavis is 0-2, a strikeout. Back in the fourth. Pop up to shortstop, back in the third. Sophomore right fielder. There's the pitch, the changeup that hits into the dirt. Throw to third, looking to apply the tag, but not in time on the throw. And Marsh, just like all the way back in the fourth, is on third base. Remember last time she scored off the wild pitch? Hochschildler's got to definitely keep that off her mind right here, because that was with two outs. Same situation. Here's the next pitch to Cabus, just above the shoulder line. 4-2. 2-1 now the count. 2-1 count and Cabus pulling on deck. Ninth in the order. Fast ball past the batter. 4-2. Evens it up to a 2-2 count. And Hochschildler getting here at this top of the sixth. A runner on third. Here's the next pitch. This one low below the knees. For ball three, throw to third, but still safe is Marsh. The full count now on Cabus. Oskaloosa's 0-7 today with runners in scoring position. Both teams are combining for 0-11. And this next pitch is low outside for ball four. Now runners loaded up in the corners with two outs. I mean, both teams are actually combined 0-12 with runners in scoring position. So it's definitely been a day of clutch hitting. But it's been a little bit of a shortcoming. But a situation that remains. Oskaloosa. Lily Pullen now up to bat. She has walked both times. High in the box. Two outs. Runners in the corners. Here's the pitch. She shows bunt. This one is fouled straight back. The last time Pullen was up, she went down early in the count, 0-2, fouled the pitch, and then worked three straight balls to get to a full count. And earned that walk. Here's the next pitch. High above the shoulder line. 4-1. Go to third. And there safely is Marsh. Even count at 1-1. Oskaloosa will go back up to the top of the order to Liddy Turner after Pullen. Pullen the junior with a big opportunity here to give herself run support. And a fastball inside for strike one. Two. Correction. 1-2 count. We talked about clutch situations for both hitters and pitchers today. It's weighing on the sides of both Hochschildler and Pullen, but here's the pitch. Low under the knees. 4-2. Hochschildler just trying to get Pullen to reach on something. Don't want to give her something hittable here. But you're on a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Changed up. This one is out to center field. Going deep back four and picking it up is Haskin for Onega. So that gets Onega out of the jam. Oskaloosa comes up with no runs off just one hit and two left on base from the top of the sixth. We headed up to the bottom. It's 1-1 still for Oskaloosa and Onega.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From the bottom of the sixth, a 1-1 game still remains between Onega and Oskaloosa, two teams with some of their best pitchers in their classification. And McCronger coming up to bat here for Onega. Fourth in the batting order. Abby Ringel on deck and Jane Haskin in the hole. First pitch to Conger, and that is leveled out to left. Out of play. For strike one. Conger today is 1-for-2. Her first time up was back in the first inning, grounded out in 5-3 play. Back in the fourth, she got a single and represents the only run that has come through and scored for Onega. Came through on a run from a throw that was the third off the line on a back pick. Well, she was able to take off. Next pitcher to Conger. And low. Now for ball one. 1-1 count now on Conger. Bowen still in the circle for Oskaloosa. She has recorded a mighty 8 Ks today. Next pitch here. A high fastball. Swung on and missed. And Conger didn't swing on that. Probably would have got hit by pitch and would have been able to take first. Both that swing and the miss. That'll be strike two. Conger now 1-2 on the count. Pulling the lefty. Here's the pitch, delivery, and it's a changeup that gets Conger off balance and off her feet. Now, three straight strikeouts for Poland. She is currently on a roll. Came out strong with 5 strikeouts in the first 2 innings. Only 1 strikeout between the 3 and the 4, but here between the 5 and the 6, she's at 4. She's getting right back on track, especially with that fastball. After angling up that, first pitch to her. Fastball, but low under the knees for ball 1. Ringel today is 0-for-2. A strikeout looking and a ground out back in the fourth. She has batted in every even inning so far today. Here for the senior. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Fast ball up in the bottom of the zone for strike one. Jaden Haskin on deck, who collected the incredible fly out to center field at the top of the sixth. Onega out of the jam with the runners in the corners. Here, next pitch. This one chopped to the shortstop. Turner picks it up. Quick fire to first, and that's on time to flat for the 6-4 ground out. Pollen has now retired the last 4 straight batters. Jaden Haskin now bats the senior center fielder. Last time here, we called a game at Onega a month ago, went into extra innings. May just have one of those games on our hands today. These two teams battling low. Thinking about low, first pitch to Haskin, low, but swung on and missed. First strike one. Haskin today 0-for-1, a strikeout back in the second, but earned a walk back in the fourth. Worked a full count to her favor. Change up and low for ball one. Both these teams having aspirations to make deep postseason runs in softball regionals. They're going to wait a couple weeks. Of course, we'll have baseball next week here all on the MSC Sports Radio Network with those standings and schedules coming out here over the weekend. We'll have a broadcast schedule. So follow. Next pitch to Askin is fouled away and back. Four strike two. It's a 1-2 count on Jane Haskins, the senior. And here's the next pitch. This one, a far sharp single down center field. Foul still in the dirt track. Haskins gets her first hit of the day. And for Onega, their fourth. Both teams, it's been all singles. No extra base hits today. Side hit being relatively pretty nice. Rest of Savage now up to bat. The run on first and two outs. Both teams' runs so far have come off of two outs. It's a 1-1 game here in the bottom of the sixth. Onega batting. Seventh in the order, Rest of Savage. The run on first. First pitch, high over the shoulder line. 4-1. So no count on Savage. 1-2 today. First time up, she got a single. Was left stranded on first. Next pitch. And for strike one. 1-1 count now on Savage. But her first at-bat resulted in a single. She's left stranded back in the second. And then her last at-bat back in the fourth. That ended that inning with a ground out. 1-2 today. Here, 1-1 count. Pitch is low. And out. 4-2. 2-1 count. After Savage, Kinley Van Dong on deck, and Ed Motke to find out the bottom of the order. Or Onega. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside of the far corner. 4-3. 3-1 count now. On Marissa Savage. Runner still on first. And Jaden Haskin, two outs. Here's the 3-1 offering. Fastball swung on to the pitcher. Quick hop off the ground to throw to first, and that will end the sixth inning. It is 1-1, Oskaloosa and Onega. We head up to the top of the seventh. Woroski will look to try to break this even-steven tie here on KNZA.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Through six innings, it's 1-1 Onega Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa coming up here to bat. We go up to their top of the lineup with Lydia Turner, the senior. Kayla Berry, the sophomore, and Bryn King, the sophomore, to follow as well. And Blaine, it comes down to this final inning potentially to go in the extras. What are your thoughts so far through six innings of this game?
Well, I'm expecting Onega to just keep firing. I mean, look. Hochstedler right now has currently 7 strikeouts going into the 7th. I don't expect her to slow down any at all. And for Oskaloosa, well, I just expect them to get some more hits. I mean, that last inning that they had, they didn't strike out once compared to all the other innings where they had at least one or two. It's all been hits, just like right here.
Big hit out the right field, as you just mentioned there, partner. That was out to show Walter. at the top of the batting order, Lydia Turner turns up for a big single, and that kind of plays right off of you. What do you got to do here to, kind of break this tie? And right there, there's your answer coming out and getting some energy here on the offense.
So now all you just got to do is just keep getting some more hits. I mean, you have three outs. A nice little hit into the outfield would be nice. No, the plopper, which here
right now, hit out to that shallow field right behind the second base bag, but an easy grab there for Motzke. Turner here still remains at first. Of course, you want to give up no damage here in the top of the seventh if you're Onega. Both teams, they came up with their one run back in the fourth. Bryn King now up to bat. Heston on deck. Wax in the hole. First pitch to King. Whoa, under the knees. But here's a throw out to second base. And they are going to say safe.
That caller's safe.
They're going to say safe. So Turner gets the steal. Bryn King, they got that as a ball. So one ball, no strikes here on Bryn King. But again, today for Oskaloosa, they have went 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They figure both teams is about time to get a clutch hit in. Mega, they're 0-for-5. Here's the pitch to Bryn King. That's right down the plate. And here comes the jam, but getting another steal to slide into first or third is Turner. So Turner using the jet fuel. The second, now third. Now she's really in scoring position where you don't even have to get a hit to score. A sacrifice or a pop-up. Do some work as well.
Especially in that right field area. That's going to be this key to maybe break this tie.
There's a big open gap in center as well. Here's the pitch. This is bunt right to the pitcher. The play is made, and the throw is a third. It's a double play. A 1-5 double play. Incredible by Hotshedler on the awareness. That gets Onega out of the jam. We go in now to the bottom of the seventh. It's still 1-1. What a play here on KNZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms as one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We trickle now down to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 1-1, still the score between Oskaloosa and Onega. A top of the seventh inning, 1-5 double play. Incredible play from Hotshedler out to Van Dong. Here's the first pitch, the bottom of the seventh. Van Dong gets hit by a pitch by Pullen. That's the second hit by pitch today, and well, I don't know if Van Dong got some metal in that right arm, but she must be a magnet. That's her second time she's been hit by a pitch today. So she gets herself to first. And now at the bottom of the order is Ed Motzke, who is 0-2 today, a strikeout swinging and a strikeout looking. First pitch delivered to her is low, but it clips the bottom of the zone for strike one. And going back to that double play, that was really kind of maybe game-changing there. Is, again, not only did Hotshedler get the pop-out from Bryn King, but she immediately turned around, flipped her wrist, and got the throw on time to third for Van Dong to apply the tag to the out. And here's a bunt. The throw is to first, and it's on time for the out. Demofsky progresses the runner. He'll take it. And Van Dong is now on second because, again, you just need one run to win this game. It's one run and it's over. And that's exactly what the mentality that Onega is playing with right now. But we talked about it today. Both teams clutch hitting has been a been definitely a factor. Oskaloosa 0 for 8. Onega 0 for 5. Can they change it here with a runner on second, one out? First pitch down the middle. There's a chant. And then strike one. Last time the chant was up, back of the fifth, had a sharply lined single on the right field line. He's left stranded at second via a steal. A hit could win this game, though. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit. It's fair into the third base bag, but it's going to be a lazy single. The chant gets the first. He's now at back-to-back hit, and Van Dong gets the third. All you need here is a sacrifice play to get your winning run home. But one thing you got to keep in mind here is that if you're Oskaloosa, you got to protect the plate. So if that grounder comes near to the infield, the first place you got to throw it to is home plate with Terrace Marsh behind the dish. Carly DeChant, the freshman, a chance to walk off this game.
Almost for me, I mean, I would say you were thinking home plate. I'm thinking throw two, maybe see if you can get that double play, because at home, that's not really a force out. That's a, you have to tag that, and you could, there's a good chance you could always miss that tag. It's never impossible to miss it. So honestly, if you're me, you're throwing either two or one with first, keeping that person at third.
It's definitely a situational thing, but here's the pitch, low to the champ, and that'll be ball two. And here's a throw to second base, and an easy take for home, and that is the game. That is just an unfortunate situation, and I think Oskaloosa was overlooking. They tried to throw Addison DeChant out at second. That throw to second allowed Van Dong to take third. That's the second time where it's been kind of a casualty of a judgment throw from the catcher that has allowed a runner from third to take home off a throw. And just like that, in a fanatic fashion, Onega takes the game here in the bottom of the seventh, 2-1. Well, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back here for our postgame here on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. Just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your agricultural operation? At Union State Bank, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our employees grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From lines of credit and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. You can find us at mybankusb.com. Thank you for your business. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Looking to freshen things up this spring? Now's the time at Stahlbaumer Lumber at Hiawatha Farm and Home. For a limited time, it's buy one, get one free on best look interior and exterior latex paints. That's double the paint for your next project, inside or out. Stock up and save, but hurry, this offer is only good May 14th through May 16th. Limit 10 gallons of equal or lesser value, so don't wait. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca or Hiawatha Farm and Home today and get more color for your money.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we wrap up our final regular season broadcast in a kind of an interesting way, I should say. But again, a good matchup either way. Onega comes up victorious over the Oskaloosa Bears 2-1. The Oskaloosa Bears now drop to 20-5 overall. They still remain 16-2 in their league play. While the Onega Buffaloes, they improved to a mighty 17-5, and again holding that third spot in their regional, as right below them is Russell at 17-7, McClouth at 17-7 as well. So again, that comes down to mostly winning percentage right there, with them having less losses despite less wins there than both teams. Well, I guess now tied with those teams with the same amount of wins. But again, overall great matchup here between both these teams. It's definitely a pitching matchup. Oskaloosa's pitcher, Lily Pullen, she went all seven innings, had 10 total strikeouts on the game, did hit two batters, however, gave up five hits and just two earned runs, whereas you look at the side for the Onega Buffaloes, strong outing for Hochschildler as she went all seven innings, had seven strikeouts, only gave up two walks, one earned run on the game, four hits, again, the seven innings pitch, only one wild pitch on the game, which resulted in the run back in the fourth inning. But real quick, before we get to the stats, Blaine, what are some final thoughts of this matchup?
That was a crazy ending. I mean, just not something you expect. I mean, I've known baseball-wise, you've got runners at the corner, game on the line. Number one thing is to probably not throw down the second, and that's what we saw there towards the end of the game there by Parrish Marsh, which I can get understand the idea, but I don't know, my baseball logic when I play, it's just that didn't click to me. So that's what got them the win. And so, I don't know, this was a really good game. I mean, great pitching all around. I mean, I know that Poland had nine strikeouts. Hochstedler had seven. It was just an all-out, lights-out pitching game. I mean, you told me an interesting stat of how many times people were left on base. I mean,
well, on the game, Oskaloosa, they left eight on base, whereas they left six. The interesting stat line is both teams finished combined 0-13 with runners in scoring position, with Onega finishing 0-5 and Oskaloosa finishing 0-8. So clutch hitting today really wasn't much of a factor. We go back to the runs, how both teams scored their runs. You go back to that fourth inning on the game where Oskaloosa scored the first run in the top of the fourth with Parrish Marsh getting a run to come through. She reached base off a hit, and then she got all the way to third off an error that went with a play that threw the ball out of play, so that allowed her to go to first to third. She was able to score from home with a wild pitch, and then you go to the bottom of the fourth where Onega was able to respond, in which kind of was a bang-bang play where there was a pitch down the plate, and then Mars thought she could throw out the runner at third in Ember Conger, but the throw was misfired, was past the third baseman, and Heston allowed Ember Conger to get herself to home plate, get that run to score, tied at 1-1. And then you go to the bottom of the seventh, where you kind of mentioned kind of a tricky situation there, where I talked about it. You got to guard the home plate. No matter what that situation is, you got to guard it. And fortunately, catcher kind of took the mindset off that in that situation, allowing the game-winning run to come through in Van Dong, which kind of surprised everybody because, I mean, Onega still had, you know, their hitters still practicing, getting ready, and they're on deck circle getting prepared. So, I mean, it was definitely a shock of an ending for sure, but definitely an ending indeed for both these teams. But both these teams have high aspirations going into that postseason. Onega, again, I mentioned the team with 17 wins collective on the year. Oskaloosa with 20. Both these teams will definitely look to make runs in their own respective classifications. Let's run through the final stat lines of today, starting off with the away team in Oskaloosa. One run, four hits, no errors, and eight left on base, going 8-0-8 with runners in the scoring position, with Poland finishing with 10 strikeouts on the day, as Oskaloosa was led by hits by Parrish Marsh, who finished 2-for-3 with two singles and scoring the one run. And then you go over to the Onega Buffaloes, who scored two runs today, five hits, one error, and six left on base, going just 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position, and Hochschildler finishing with seven strikeouts in the game, aiming just to walk, going all seven innings. Again, beautiful day today. It was 70 degrees. We went a total game time of just a tilt over nearly 2 hours. I'm Grinning Prophet Blaine Burdick. Again, our final regular season broadcast over the weekend. We'll have baseball seedings and standings come out, and then we'll have you baseball postseason coverage for regional next week, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So again, from Grinning Prophet, from Blaine Burdick, and for Bobby back in studio, Onega 2-1 over Oskaloosa. Here from Onega, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.